You know, at some point in the future, we will have become so used to the revelation, the secret revealing of documents that we don't even make headlines anymore. But we're not quite there yet.
In the WikiLeaks era, there are no secrets.
That's right.
Perhaps.
We have the largest leak of confidential documents that refer to the Middle East peace negotiations. And they reveal that one of the things they reveal is that Palestinian negotiators secretly told Israel they could keep swaths of occupied East Jerusalem. There's a real window into the 20-year peace process going all the way up until 2008. Joining this morning is The Guardian's Middle East editor Ian Black and Martin Indyk, former U.S. ambassador to Israel and director of foreign policy at the Brookings Institution. Good morning to both of you.
Morning.
Ian, let me start with you. There's a lot of documents in this release, but let's just go over the main things, points that you think are important that are revealed by these documents. The first, of course, is this offer to allow Israel to maintain control over large portions of East Jerusalem. Is that the most important thing in these documents?
It is, because this offer made by the Palestinians in 2008 is very significant. On one of the most sensitive issues of the conflict between them and Israel. It's never been made public before, and it could have been a very significant building block if agreement had been reached on a comprehensive peace deal. Of course, it hasn't, and therefore this is just a detail, albeit a very significant one, from negotiations which essentially have failed and have been stalled since the end of last year.
Well, Martin, let me gauge. The Palestinians have said that these documents are fabricated. I wanted to, A, ask you if you believe that these documents are valid, and, B, how much of a surprise is this for those who are really involved in these peace negotiations?
Well, it's hard to tell. They look pretty valid to me in terms of what has been known already about what the negotiations were about in 2008. Ehud Olmert has given considerable details about it, which kind of conform with this. From a negotiator's point of view, I would say that in fact, this is nothing new. Arafat made this concession at Camp David in July of 2000. And it was formulated and presented publicly by President Clinton in his December 2000 parameters, in which he said very clearly that the Jewish suburbs of Jerusalem would come under Israeli sovereignty, and the Arab suburbs of Jerusalem would come under Palestinian sovereignty. And that was the deal that was accepted by the Palestinians, although they did not accept the whole package, and of course the whole thing broke down. But that has been a principle that essentially was put forward by Arafat more than a decade ago.
But, I mean, to a certain extent, Martin, I mean, you were the U.S. ambassador to Israel for a number of years. What really I see in these documents is a really kind of hard and tough look at what keeps derailing the peace process in the Middle East. You have the Palestinians reportedly, if these documents are true, offering up some serious concessions. The Israelis still looking for more. Isn't this more a kind of a dissection of what keeps going wrong between Israel and Palestine?
Oh, I agree. And the fact is, they didn't reach an agreement. One of the documents details Olmert's proposal, in which he puts forward the idea that Israel would withdraw from, I think it's 93.2% of the West Bank and compensate the Palestinians with another 5.5% of territory from Israel. That is the closest that the Israelis have gotten to the Palestinian demand that Israel withdraw completely from the 67 borders, except for settlement blocks, which would be compensated for by the Palestinians. We see in these documents a great deal of the detail of those negotiations. But I think that the takeaway, if I can use that word, is that they're actually very close to a deal. But at least they were in 2008. The Netanyahu government has a different position now. But that even then, they weren't able to make the deal.
All right. Well, Ian, I want you to take a listen to this comment from a Palestinian ambassador to Britain, Manuel Hassassi. And he's talking about wondering why 16,000 documents have been released that refer to Palestinian negotiators.
I don't think we are here ready just to give concessions on a golden platter without anything substantial coming in return. So, I mean, why leaking one side and not the other side?
So, Ian Black of The Guardian, what's your response? Why are we not seeing the other side?
Well, I think that there's a few points here. Just going back to what Martin Indyk said, I agree that the documents are authentic. We have made every effort to ensure that they are. I don't agree with him that there is nothing new. It's true that the idea that Israel would annex Jewish areas of East Jerusalem came up at Camp David, but the Camp David talks, of course, as we all know, failed. What we have here is the Palestinians making this offer about East Jerusalem and it being immediately rejected by the Israelis because they want to hold on to settlements close by and indeed deep in the West Bank. So we have a dynamic of offer and rejection that was not known before. Manuel Hassassian, the Palestinian ambassador to Britain, raises an interesting question, but that really has to be directed to the people who leaked the documents. The documents evidently come from the Palestinian side. They are a record of what was said by officials of the PLO and the Palestinian Authority in their talks with Israel. I think it is fair to point out that while a lot of attention is focusing on concessions made by the Palestinian side, it is valid to look at what the Israeli side has done as well. And the fact is the documents show again on this very significant question of the East Jerusalem neighborhoods, as the Israelis call them, settlements, as the Palestinians call them, the Israelis immediately, Tzipi Livni, the then foreign minister, said, thank you, that is not enough. And that is the significance of this particular story, which is the first of several that have come to light in this cache of documents. I think it's also worth saying that the leak itself is a symptom of a general malaise and a sense that this peace process, so long discussed, going on for 20 years, is in a state of
terminal
crisis.
And we'll have to leave it there. That's Ian Black, a Middle East editor of The Guardian. We also spoke with Martin Indyk, former U.S. ambassador to Israel and director of foreign policy at the Brookings Institution.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.